casting the graceful loops of a fly line and crafting the delicate flies that will tempt fish garnered enthusiastic attention and participation from members of the 3rd Fonthill Scout Troop over two of their weekly meetings this month. Arranged by Scout Leader Kent Ratcliffe, the sessions were provided by volunteers from the Niagara Chapter of Trout Unlimited Canada, TUC, to expose the young people to another interesting outdoor activity that could lead to a lifetime fascination with this artistic sport. And, as a conservation organization focused on the preservation and restoration of freshwater resources, TUC made sure that a significant part of the sessions was devoted to the value of preserving the streams where we fish. The ethic of catch and release fishing and barbless hooks was also touched on and given thoughtful consideration by the scouts, based on the questions and comments they made. The first session, held in the Fonthill United Church Hall, introduced the scouts to fly fishing and its differences from conventional spin casting or bait fishing. The difference, they were told, is in the bait or lure that is used. While other methods of fishing use a weighted lure to pull the line from the reel, in fly fishing the lure is a weightless fly made of fur and feathers, so we cast the line, not the lure, and the fly just goes along for the ride. Master caster Gary Kosinski demonstrated the graceful loops the fly line makes as he emphasized the timing and rhythm of the cast. "You don't need much strength," he said. "It's all about timing and the proper arc of the rod. If vertical is 12 o'clock, the rod never passes 10 on the front cast, and 2 on the back cast for beginning casters." Eager to give the process a try, the scouts soon found it's not quite as easy as Kosinski made it look. Having to cast as far backward on the back cast as forward on the front cast took quite a bit of getting used to. Coaches from the Niagara chapter worked with each scout to develop the correct casting loops, with an additional incentive provided by a target that the casters tried to hit from 10 meters. By the end of the two-hour session, most were hitting the target from time to time. The second session emphasizing fly tying was held at 3rd Fonthill's normal meeting place, the North Pelham Youth Center. A huge variety of flies was presented to the scouts to show the versatility of fly fishing. "We can fish for just about any species of fish that swims," they were told. "And different flies will be used for different species of fish, and at different times of year." Flies that imitate dragonflies, frogs, and mice were of special interest to the group, and others that represented tiny mayflies and even ants drew admiration. Under the direction of the TUC volunteers, each scout was provided with a vise to secure the hook and led through the complex process of creating a fly using feathers, wool, wire, and tinsel. Their creations were mounted at the front of the room for display to everyone before being judged and critiqued by veteran fly tier, Paul Firminger. Prizes were awarded for the most accomplished flies, and for the most proficient cast. As one scout leader noted, "It's great to expose them to new ideas and activities, because you never know when something will take, and become a lifetime hobby." The volunteers from the Niagara chapter of TUC heartily agreed, each reflecting that they wished they had been exposed to fly fishing and fly tying at an earlier age, since for all of them these have become lifetime passions. Scouter Kent Ratcliffe and the members of the Niagara chapter will try to coordinate an opportunity for the scouts to practice their new skills, and newly tied flies, on the water within the next few months.